The Federal Reserve made everyone sit up straight after their meeting yesterday, signaling they will be tightening the belt that went way out to the last hole to accommodate the flailing economy, meaning they'd lowered interest rates about as low as they can. Now they could slow down on buying U.S. bonds, purchases they began during the pandemic as a way to support the economy. So what else might they do? MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi joins us. Ali, what are they signaling by announcing a tapering of bond buying?
So there's so many words and analogies we can use for this. And my favorite over time has always been a car, right? The Fed is like a car that doesn't have a steering wheel, doesn't have anything else. It's just got brakes and gas. And when it wants to, when the car, meaning the economy, needs to go faster, it puts gas on, it hits the gas. The way it does that is it reduces interest rates. When you reduce interest rates, people will borrow more and they will spend more. When you want to slow the economy down, you want to hit the brakes, you raise interest rates and you slow it down. So bond buying is just another word for reducing interest rates. The way the Fed reduces interest rates is it buys bonds and in exchange puts cash into the market. People take that money and they spend it. What the Fed is now saying is it's going to stop. It's going to slow down on that bond buying. We're going to try and get back to normal. The net result of that is going to be a slight and gradual, one hopes, increase in interest rates, which fundamentally slows things down. Think about it on a very personal level. If interest rates are really low, you might buy a car and take a loan on it. You might refinance on a house. You might buy more of a house than you were going to. Same thing for businesses. So what the Fed is saying right now is you've enjoyed really low interest rates for a while, but that was an emergency. And as the emergency goes away and the economy recovers, we're going to start taking away that crutch.
Okay, so that's exactly what everyone wants to know. My colleague Mark yelled out, ask him, is it going to cost me more to borrow money to get a mortgage for a house? You're saying, and that's what an interest rate is. It's the cost of borrowing money.
Yes.
And you're saying, yeah, it might a little bit.
It might. The important thing here is it is a market. In other words, not everything the Fed does has a direct result on what you'll pay for your mortgage or your car or your student loan or your credit card. But generally, it's trend setting because the government is the biggest buyer of bonds and seller of bonds. So when the Fed starts to say we're going to increase interest rates, the likelihood is your bank rate, your mortgage rate, things like that are going to go up. Mortgage rates are at some of the lowest points they've been in history. You can get a 30-year fixed mortgage on a sort of a normal house for under 3%. Well, historically, it's been more around 6%. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get to 6% right now if you've got good credit, but we're going to start to go above 3% probably over time. Now, lots of things can change. The economy can slow down. We can get another wave of COVID. But the bottom line is the Fed is sending a signal out there to say next year in 2022, you are going to start to see interest rate increases. We're not going to go out of our way to keep interest rates low.
Well, that's what the Federal Reserve is looking at, right? This notion of prices going up. Explain, if you could, in a couple lines, what that concern is.
Yeah, so the problem is if prices go up faster than wages go up, your buying power as an individual decreases, right? You can buy less. So what the Fed wants to do is keep those two things in lockstep. We have seen wages going up in the last several months, quite unexpectedly. So prices do go up. More people have more jobs, have more money. They spend more money on things. The Fed's job is to try and manage those two things. They want unemployment below a certain percentage, and they want inflation below a certain percentage. So there's a little bit of a fear that with all the government stimulus that's been out there, the economy might get a little bit too hot. It's what I call an old people's fear because people like us remember the days, when interest rates were really high. It's probably not a real very big fear, but it's the Fed's job to keep an eye on it. So they're a little concerned. They want inflation around 2% a year. Your wages should go up a little more than that in order to keep pace with inflation.
So what do you think our timetable is here?
Fed is talking about next year. Nine of the Fed, the people on the board, have now suggested there'll be one or more rate increases next year. In June, when they polled them, seven of them had said that that was going to be the case. So I think we're going to see rates gradually go up. You might see something happen before the end of the year, but fundamentally, we're talking about 2022, and they'll hopefully try and do it over the course of the year. So by the end of 2022, you will see interest rates substantially higher than they are now. If you're still looking to buy a house, you got a little bit of time.
And briefly, apparently sooner than that, we're going to be seeing the Fed taper off its bond buying. The last time they did this in 2013, there was a brief panic. So is there a way they can do it now to make it less scary for people.
Well, that's, you know, that's why they try and use the word taper and warn and expect and over the next, you know, they're trying to tell the market it's going to happen. The problem is the market likes the sugar rush of the Federal Reserve putting lots of money into the economy. And the minute you hear that's not going to happen, everybody gets panicked about the market. It's kind of the way things are these days. So the Fed has to use all this obtuse language to sort of say at some point when it makes sense before, so that we don't, you know, affect things too much, we're going to start to maybe slow down kind of sort of. That's what the Fed is saying. They're saying, don't worry, this isn't going to be crazy. It's going to move slowly. You know, everybody just breathe a little bit and it'll be okay. Hopefully we will not have a panic as a result of it.
Or, you know, maybe just me, but other than that, hopefully not widespread. MSNBC anchor, economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you as always.
My pleasure.